Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DiTullio along with Charlie Long. It's our Two-Lane Tuesday segment brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate y'all having me on. Hope you're having a great day.
Coach, we put a bow and a ribbon and everything else on last Saturday's game. Wasn't able to watch it live, just kind of glancing up because, man, I got LSU coverage I was doing. But in watching the game, replaying it, I thought kind of where it sort of fell apart for the Tulane Green Wave was that the offensive line had difficulties up front with Ole Miss's front seven. And, man, their secondary, almost like they had Velcro on them. Your receivers couldn't get loose away from them. And even when you had time to throw the football, there was nobody open downfield. When you went back and look at the tape, were those elements big for you when you watched it?
Yeah, I think the second part was the loudest thing on tape to me. I felt like we weren't able to create separation downfield in the throw game. We dropped two third downs that were catchable balls early in the first quarter that would have been third down conversions. And they were sticky in coverage too. So we didn't create enough separation. And they were physical and long and fast in the secondary compared to how we looked at receiver on Saturday. That was disappointing and frustrating. I really felt like the line of scrimmage, you know, typically you go into those kind of games where you may be playing an SEC team, and the biggest mismatch, if you will, is at the line of scrimmage. We really didn't give up a ton of negative plays. You know, Derek Graham, our left tackle, was out last week. He'll be back available this week, but we had to kind of shift some things around our O-line, and we ran for 178 yards on him. Now, some of that was Jake Retzlaff creating plays, but if he was running for positive yards like he did, they weren't getting to him in the backfield. And so I thought our O-line actually played probably not great, but admirable. I thought they gave us a shot to compete. We really, on a couple things in a run game, had some backs miss some things too. Like we had a couple of short yardage plays where they targeted maybe their aiming point wrong in the run game and could have had conversions on some third and ones, fourth and ones that we didn't get. That really wasn't the O-line issue as much as it was our back maybe not targeting things properly. And so I thought our O-line played better than maybe sometimes you go into those games. I thought on the perimeter we did not look like we were up for the test for sure.
You brought it up, but getting Derek Graham back, because when you lose your left tackle, you're a lot of people, they got this. Now, and I understand why coaches say it, next man up. You got to do something. But, you know, to lose him in a game like that against Ole Miss, but he will be available this week against Tulsa. And so that's a big plus for your offensive line to get him back.
Yeah, it's a big boost. You know, we went to the game, like, if you told me the first week of training camp, you know, we'd be in that game minus Derek Graham and John Bach, who was kind of penciled in as our starter at right guard and hadn't played all year because of a foot injury, I would have been really worried about it. You know, we slid Shadre Hurst from left guard to left tackle. He's not really a tackle, but when you get in those situations, you're just trying to figure out how to get your best five out there. You know, it's like, forget who's a tackle and who's a guard, who's our best five. And so we moved Shadre from left guard to left tackle. Well, Shadre is predominantly a guard and a center. And then we put Elijah Baker in, who's a redshirt freshman from Hattiesburg. And, man, EB, he was from the coaching staff, he was the offensive player of the game at left guard. I mean, he was mauling. He was playing physicality and really was pleased with his first really large sample size of playing time in his career here. And he held his own in a big-time setting and against a really good football team. And but when you lose a guy like Derek, that's hard. I mean, going on any game, it's hard, but much less going against that kind of opponent for us. And so that was a challenge for sure throughout the week, trying to figure out how we were going to piecemeal the O-line together. And I thought that group, like I said, I left the game, you know, frustrated about a lot of things. When I watched the tape, that was actually one of the things I was encouraged by.
When you go back into it, when you play a game like this and things start to snowball negatively, you don't want to, say, burn the tape. You want them to see what happened wrong and not have that mistake happen again. I think that's the part of coaching I think you really understand. A lot of coaches, we don't want to watch that tape. No, it's a teaching tool for you. I understand why you don't want to watch it. It wasn't that great. But my thing is, it is a teaching tool for the young men that you're coaching.
No question. You know, the old adage, you get a quote from a win and a chapter from a loss, you know, and so I think there's a lot to learn in a loss. Don't like losing. There's a reason the scoreboard's got electricity. We want to win every time we play, but we ain't burning the tape. We're going to watch it and learn from it. That doesn't mean we're going to be demeaning to our guys. Look, I love our guys. I told our team Monday, man, I wouldn't trade y'all for anybody. I like this group. I like who we got. But we're going to be very demanding. We're going to call it like we see it. We're going to, where there's shortcomings, we're going to own it. And that's coaches included. I mean, believe it or not, I might have made a mistake or two on Saturday. Like, and so where I did, I have no problem showing the team, hey, I probably should have done this better as the head coach or whatever. And so we all have to take accountability and be a man and look yourself in the mirror and figure out what you could do better to maybe individually be better for the team. And, there's a lot of areas where we weren't our best, you know, and I think the biggest challenge, you know, like you said, there's some critical moments where we have to understand, you know, we go into the halftime, it's 23-3 and we played about as, I could use some other words, but I'll just say rotten. Okay. As we could play. And, we come out of the half, I challenged the team in the locker room at halftime. I said, guys, your characters reveal when adversity hits, like not when things are going good. What are we going to be? Like I said, put a blanket over the scoreboard. I want to see you come out and fight and respond. All we did was drive down the whole length of the field and get to the 5-yard line, said second down and goal from the 5. It was 23-3, and we second down and goal. We give up a negative play because we miss a block. We lose a yard. We go third down, and on fourth down, I went for it because, I mean, at 23-3, kicking a field goal gets you 23-6. We only need 7 more field goals to win the game. I ain't doing that. Like, we're going to try to score touchdowns in that situation, and so – we didn't capitalize, that would have been a huge momentum shift because the very next drive, we got to stop. And we got the ball again and went back to the plus side of the field and couldn't convert on fourth and short. And so there was a swing there in the third quarter where neither team scored, but really we had 2 scoring opportunities where we just didn't capitalize. And we were too far down at that point to kick field goals. And that was frustrating because we could have maybe scratched and clawed and gotten our way back into the game on the scoreboard. But I was proud of our guys for a response. And you have to learn from everything, the good and the bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coach, Tim Rebo used to always tell me this, and, you know, with them, they play a lot of money games early at State. Now, Rybacki is in that spot today. And he was like, Mike, you know, people a lot of times don't really remember things that happen maybe late August and into September just because of who you play in. And sometimes we're stepping up in class of the opponent. But they remember who the hell you play in conference time. So that starts for you up against Tulsa. A little bit about the conversation about, hey, this is conference play. This is important. But maybe a little scouting report on Tulsa. I think a lot of people got to see him play late last week, and kind of their win knocked Mike Gundy out of that job at Oklahoma State. That was not the full game of it because I think Mike was on some really thin ice even before, but that was the final straw.
Yeah, it was a marquee win for Tulsa for sure. It's the first time Tulsa beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater, I think, since 1951. So a huge win for the program. And I think Tulsa is one of the more improved teams in our league when you watch them on video compared to last year. They've improved by leaps and bounds. And then, quite honestly, they've really improved throughout these first four games of the season. I think what you see in week four is a whole lot different than what you saw in week two in a positive way. And so got a lot of respect for what they're doing. It's going to be a challenge for us to go on the road and get a conference win. It always is. And I told our guys on Monday in our team meeting to kind of kick off the week, I said, I do this every year. Once conference play starts, I read a poem to them. It's basically just talks about this is the beginning of a new day. And you want to use it for good, not evil. You're going to trade a day of your life for what's coming up, man. Make it count, you know. And so, conference play is always the beginning of a new day. And what you make of it's what you choose, you know. There is a decision to be made, and you know, we're 3-1 non-conference. Those non-conference games only count on your overall record. These conference games, they count on your conference record and on your overall record. They count twice. And so, for me, man, I think the importance of understanding playing your best football once you get into conference play is critical, and the margin for error is tight. And there's a lot of evenly matched teams typically when you get into conference play, and the teams that win usually figure out a way to win close games.
You know, Coach, I guess this is a two-part question. We had talked with you before the season even began, and you had mentioned about the non-conference slate that you had against three Power Four teams and then also a frisky South Alabama squad from the Sun Belt, and how really difficult it was. And so my first one to you is, if I told you leading into the season you're 3-1 after that four-game stretch, you know, what would you tell me? And then at the same time, entering conference play, you already mentioned the Tulsa victory over Oklahoma State, but also Memphis picks up a huge win against Arkansas. And just want to get your overall thoughts on the American Athletic Conference and what kind of teams have stood out, whether negatively or positively, early on so far.
Yeah, well, look, I want to win every game we play, all right? So, like, if you just said, hey, 3-1, I still would have been like a little bit pissed that we lost one. I still kind of am. Now, having said that, I do recognize the challenges we played our schedule. I was sitting at the beach with my brother who lives in Atlanta this past July while we had a little time off. And I'll be honest, I was drinking a beer, and I'm sitting at the beach about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And my brother goes, man, with y'all's non-conference schedule, if you could just get to the conference and be 2-2. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what the hell's wrong with you? Like, 2-2? I'm like, no, I ain't doing that. And so, you know, I think sometimes people want to say it's okay that you lost this one or that one. I want to win them all. Now, having said that, with the slate we took on, 3-1 is admirable. I don't like the way we lost the one we lost. That's what I'm most sour about, is like, I didn't think we put our best foot forward. Right. And so I can live with a loss. I can't live with us not playing our best. That's what drives me crazy. And so, you know, a lot to be grateful for, 3-1, still a lot to learn from. And then on the flip side, the second part of what you asked, like, man, I always pull for our league, like Tulsa beating Oklahoma State. When our league is stepping out of conference, I want them to win. Because that makes, I think, whoever wins our conference most likely to get the CFP berth for the automatic G6 deal. And so I would say right now, with Memphis beating Arkansas and us beating Northwestern and Duke and Tulsa beating Oklahoma State and Army beating Kansas State and South Florida beating Florida, like our record versus the P4 right now, I'm not going to name names, but it's better than one other P4 record versus other P4s right now. All right. So our conference record versus the P4 is better than another P4 non-conference P4 record. And so I think our league has shown top to bottom, man, this group's got great depth. It's a quality league, and you got to bring it every time or you're going to get exposed. And I think it bodes well for our conference really being the one that represents in the CFP.
Coach, I'm going to tell you something that you should have told your brother on that 2-2 comment, because sometimes I got to do it with somebody I know real well, too. You got to chaperone wherever you're keeping that beer on that 2-2 comment.
There ain't no doubt. Look, there ain't no doubt. Well, hey, let's just say this. My brother doesn't keep his job by winning football games. So, you know, like he just saw it was a daunting non-conference schedule in his eyes. He's like, man, if y'all could just peck off one of those P4 games. I'm like, no, we need to get more than one of them. But he's a great brother. He's one of my biggest fans. He's maybe not quite as competitive as me, though.
I got you. For a lot of people, they got to see Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss for the first time. I don't know how many people are watching Ferris State play, but you got to see him up close and personal. Now a lot of eyes are going to be on him this week. A little bit about Chambliss and what he brings to the table. Coach, and I've told you this before, there is something about being a winner. He's a winner. He might not be the ideal size. He might not have this unbelievable arm, but he finds a way to win.
No, he's a really good football player. I saw it on video the week before we played them. They played Arkansas. And honestly, when I watched that tape, I told my staff, I said, I don't want to play against that guy. And I'm not saying anything about the Simmons kid, but, man, Trinidad's a baller. He's just kind of – he's got that moxie about him. He's very instinctive. He's very natural. He's shifty as a runner. He throws a good catchable ball down the field. I think he makes quick, fast decisions that are the right decision. I think he's a good leader. Seems like he's a great teammate by how his guys interact with him. I think his teammates love him. And man, he just plays the game the right way. He's just got a little something about him, that it, you know, and he's a good football player. A lot of respect to him. He kicked our butt and he performed really well against Arkansas. I don't know what they're going to do moving forward, but that guy's a handful.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy when you're on. Best of luck this coming week as you start conference play up against Tulsa. Hey, get that W back up on the board, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Roll wave.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. That was Tulane Green Wave head football coach John Summerall, and our Tulane Tuesday segment is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.